I think it's interesting that I'm getting a sense of conservatism from the panel that isn't reflected in the audience. And my own political leanings are liberal, but on this issue are conservative. And that's because when you look at the studies, while oxaliplatin 5-FU has perhaps been tested in 2 or 3 phase 2 studies, as Alan pointed out, bevacizumab has been tested in, I think there were 6 patients in the initial report. And the other reports that we've seen at the ASCO meetings of 15, 20, 25, 30 patients are really very preliminary. And I think today was a good indication of, with the study that Hedy Kindler presented of bevacizumab added to gemcitabine, that things that we all hope and expect to be positive won't necessarily turn out to do what we hope they would.
So does that mean you don't use oxaliplatin in this setting, or are there situations
where
you would have?
Well, you know, we participated in the CLGB study, and I had several patients that had very good responses to oxaliplatin and 5-FU on protocol, and I participate in R04, but I don't use it off study. And I would be interested to know what the opinions are of the others on the panel.
Axel?
I've used oxaliplatin off clinical trials in the neoadjuvant setting in patients with large tumors where I really wanted to use the radiosensitization activity of oxaliplatin, but also in patients who presented with presumably curable disease with metastatic disease right up front, where we have, and this comes more and more important when we have active liver surgeons, metastatic surgery, etc., where I would really like to have systemically active, the most active therapy right up front, and still be able to allow patients to go through the benefits of local tumor control, preservation of sphincter function, etc. So I have used this more aggressive neoadjuvant radiochemotherapy regimen, 5-FU, plus oxaliplatin in patients with limited metastatic disease where curative intent was still in place.
Final comment from Howard.
Well, I just wanted to say that a couple patients that have presented in my practice like that, we've used just full FOX, even without bevacizumab, and saved the radiation for postoperative. I mean, the question is the combination with radiation. What is going to be the increase acute and especially the long-term toxicity when you add these agents in a biologic together with radiation? That's a very significant question.
Really final comment from Norm.
Yeah, well, we'll be revisiting the issue with C10, which is a phase 2 trial designed to determine the consequences of leaving the primary tumor intact in colon cancer with FOLFOX plus bevacizumab. And there we will have a prospective trial to determine the consequences and outcome.